Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
We're the leftovers, Kendra.
Who's the leftovers?
We're the leftovers, and I saw it. I read an article.
Who's the we? Who's the we?
They said that anybody above the age of 30 are leftovers.
Honey, I'm not a leftover or nothing. I'm a specialty, so let me tell you something. I'm trying to be kind.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You ready, girl? How do you
hear the phone?
Oh, I hear an echo.
I'm turning it off. Okay.
All right. What's the name? Oh, Dominique.
Dominique, yes.
I do that all the time.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
And the thing that pissed me off, and I said this before, it seemed like she writing something down. So she'll ask him, hey, what's your name, Keisha? And then we'll see her writing something down. 4 seconds later, what's your name, girl? Like, what the f***? Are you scribbling? Are you doing stick figures? What are you writing down?
How old are you?
I am 40.
40? Where you calling me from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. Do you have any kids?
I have one.
How old's your child?
21.
21. What you do for a living?
I am a hairstylist and I am a life coach.
Yikes. No, look at me. Look at me. Look.
Nose Ring Chronicles. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Metal in her face. Yes, she's a disgrace. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Next, let's talk about the haircut. Now, I'm going to give her props. It ain't weave. So, respect to that. let's salute her for that at home. Can y'all do the salute real quick? At least it ain't weave.
Thank you, Jesus!
Like, for a man wanting to be attracted to a woman, that haircut is fucking crazy. Like a 1987 fade, high top, kid and play. Like, just no.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
Next, the bigger the hoops, the bigger the hoe. She's a fucking life coach. Ma'am, what? Did you have to get a certification for that or you just start calling yourself a life coach? What about your life makes you qualified to coach people about their life? Is it the plants in the background? What? And then I'm going to touch on one more thing. You coming to attract a man, could you get dialed up like a woman? Your haircut look like a man. The nose ring is weird. Like, you're not presenting the way you should be presenting if you're looking to attract a heterosexual man. I wish you'd stopping the video. Get over it. Find another channel. Go follow Kendra G. Kendra G Singles. Just type it in YouTube. And you don't got to worry about anybody stopping the video.
Because I feel like I'm a badass motherfucker and I can do what I want.
Have you ever been married?
Yes.
When did you get divorced?
5 years ago.
Okay. What kind of man you looking for?
Someone that puts himself first. Someone that practices self-love on a regular basis. Someone that knows exactly who he is. Someone that desires a woman. Desires a woman that I love to keep a house. I love to cook. I love to nurture. So a man that desires that.
First woman on Kendra G show who didn't start off with, he got to do this for me. He got to be this, that, because I like this and that. She said the man should put himself first. And I agree with that. She said she like to keep a house. She loving, she nurturing. I like what she's saying so far. I'll give her that. But ma'am, why did you divorce your husband? Kendra, you're supposed to be a good journalist. We need answers. And you didn't even ask her, did she marry the man she had a kid with? Probably not, but as a good journalist, that's something you should ask. But yeah, I want to know why you divorced your husband at 35. And did you think something bigger and greater was going to be waiting for you on the dating market as a single mother and divorcee at 35?
Bye, Felicia.
I desire a man that keeps his word, like a man of his word, a man that values his word. Okay. Yeah, pretty okay. Much.
So what are your deal breakers?
I can't do smoking. A man that has a whole lot of baby mamas.
I hear Rugrats in the back. Whose rugrats are those? Did your son or daughter follow in your footsteps and start having kids at 18, 19? Are those your grandbabies in the back?
Next question, please.
Amanda has a whole lot of baby mamas. It tells me that you may not value women for real. A man that is dishonest. A man that's not confident. A man that feels the need to control. Like, yeah, those are deal breakers.
It's not about being a dictator. I need you to get on my program. That's really what it is. I don't want to boss you around all day. I don't want to dictate every little thing you do. I just need you to be on my program. And most women find that to be controlling. I'm not going to tell you nothing wrong. Just sit back and be quiet. You could chime in from time to time, but don't be yapping all the time.
Look who's talking.
Anything I want you to be asking me, baby, what you need me to do? You need something from me, babe? You want something to drink? You need me to get an extra job? What you need from me, babe? That's what I want to hear you say. You need some head? That's what I want to hear you say when you're talking. I just put the babies to bed. I just read to the babies. That's what I want to hear you say. Not no constantly challenging me, no.
Should he look a certain way?
I only date black men.
Ooh.
That's all I can do.
Only black men, okay. Should he make a certain amount of money?
That's an interesting question, because I watch the show often and I hear you say that. You have to be able to build. Like, I treat that like a tool. Like, I don't believe that we're supposed to just hold on to all our funds and all the money. We're supposed to use it for a tool. So the man that I desire has to be able to build, which means that he has to be able to support himself. So he has to have his own place. He has to be able to live his life, travel, do all the things that he wants to do. He has to be able to support a family, but he also has to be able to afford to build for our future.
As a man, I expect you to provide. Under no circumstances will I ever touch bills.
So there's no like dollar amount on that, but because you could be with a man that makes $100,000 and he's in debt $500,000. So I just feel like you have to be able to pay your bills plus build for the future.
Provide, nigga!
Yes, basically. I guess what I mean by provide.
Let's put a number on that. Because these women trying to be slick with asking for $100K. That's at least $100K, what she just explained. Nice try, ma'am. Nice try. You don't qualify for that. You just don't. 50K max is all you qualify for. And that's like if you get a miracle. What she wants you to do is invest in her stupid business ideas. I'm just being funny. I mean, maybe she got some good ones. But that's what she means when she say build. She don't mean investing in the S&P 500. She mean investing in her latest get-rich-quick scheme. All that trying to find a provider to build with? No, that's over with. You had 20 years to figure it out. You had a kid, a marriage, and some more shit. It's over. Find a cool dude to kick it with from time to time. Best case scenario, who could loan you $50 from time to time.
All right, let's do the Kendra Kim. So no dollar amount requirement.
I mean, I'm 40, so I require a man that has what I have.
Okay.
So I have my own, I own my own home. I can support myself. I can up and travel when I want to.
Congratulations, that's dope.
So you have to have that plus be able to build for the future generations.
Okay.
So there's no exact dollar amount on that. Like, I can't really put that on a dollar amount because he could make $200,000, but he could spend $300,000 a year. That's no benefit to me.
You keep giving hypotheticals that involve hundreds of thousands of dollars. So what do that tell you?
You won't have a man because a man can't be a man when he's saddled down up to his neck in debt with a dissatisfied woman who don't give a damn. She wants more and more and more. Let me tell you something, woman.
Okay, look, you're in great shape.
Getting BBL vibes even from the front. Are y'all getting BBL vibes? Check out that portrait in the back. I see that little high top fade picture in the back. Is that a picture of her? That's always a huge red flag when a woman has a self-portrait in her house. She say something about securing future generations. Ma'am, I don't have kids with you, and I'm not going to have kids with you. So I should secure the future generations that aren't my bloodline? Stop the bullshit.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
What up, fellas? Would you take this for a spin? I need answers. Would it have to be 2 a.m. or could you hit it at 6 p.m.?
I forgot a deal breaker. I am plant-based. So I have to have a man that is willing to transition. I'm not saying that he's plant-based now, but he has to be open to transitioning.
Oh, hell no. Absolutely not.
If we're dating, then, and he's working himself to that, then I understand, because it took me a minute to transition. But as my husband, I can't, because if we're intimate, I might as well be eating the food you eat, because we finna be.
I had one of my other vegan friends say the same thing. Well, actually, a girl on the show. I have a friend that said this before, and had a girl on the show that said it before. And this, it's the intimacy, and like, okay.
And I don't want to have restrictions. Like, you're my husband, so I shouldn't have restrictions on the intimacy. But I'm gonna. We can't totally be like that.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But niggas spy out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
The pookies in and out the states that you letting. Hit the cakes. Are they plant-based?
When was your last relationship?
2023.
You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Last year. Like the middle of last year.
Three flaws you have to work on.
I took some notes because I needed to. So I be in the wind, and I realized that in relationships, I gotta kind of check in. Sometimes I just be in my own little zone, and I say I'm going to the store, and then I veer off, and I end up across town.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
You can't make this shit up.
We all know what that means. She veer off and end up on another man pogo stick. Or even if that's not what it means. What man want a woman like that? She says she going to the store. She show up 5 hours later. Oh, I just got into some other stuff. Don't worry about all that. See, we already knew what it was when we first saw her pop up on the screen. Not relationship material, but she got all these requirements. But she might just get ghost for 5 hours and you don't know where she at. But you got to be plant-based and six figures and some emotions. Cut it out.
But I have good intentions, but I know for some relationships that don't work, and I'm very spontaneous, and I like being by myself a lot, so I will go to the movies by myself spontaneously or go out to eat, so I need to work on that for a relationship, because I be forgetting to check in. My friends have said I need to work on being a good listener, because, and that is, if I have a friend that calls me and she's venting to me about a problem, I don't be listening, because I feel like I'm driven off a solution. I don't do all the stressing and all the stuff. Like there's a solution to stuff. So I'd rather get to the point of, okay, what's the solution versus listening to all this complaining. So I probably need to work on that in friendships. Because I get irritated. And the third one would be, probably my facial expressions. I can't hide them. And I be, yeah.
That's okay. And you're 40. What's the age range you want
to
date?
38 to 45.
Okay. Why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
I am a traditional relationship woman.
That is bullshit.
As far as like, I saw my parents, my mom and my dad were married when I was growing up. And so I saw my mom stay at home and she took care of the household. I saw her take care of my dad, take care of the kids. I have those same principles. I love to cook. I take care of my house. I'm loyal, I'm genuine, I'm very authentic, so I'm myself. So you don't have to guess about what you're about to get. I'm not finna switch up.
Know what you're gonna get at least. It ain't gonna be likable, but at least you know what you're getting. And don't try to tell me shit, I am who I am. And that's one of the main reasons men don't want to date women over 30, and damn sure not over 40. She's stuck in her ways. She's going to do what she want
to
do.
To play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go, go.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.